Any special names you've ever heard for that, other than...
Boar.
Yeah. Never heard of a gentleman hog.
No, I don't think so, no.
All right. And the female is called...
A sow.
All right. Now, when they're first born, they're called...
Pigs.
All right. Now, how big would you say before you call them...
A hog.
Well, there's something between a hog and a pig, isn't there?
We call them shoats.
Yeah, how big would a pig be before you call it a
shoat?
Yeah.
Well, he'd be, I guess, 12, 15 pounds, and pretty soon he'd be called a shoat, you know. He'd weigh 50 or 60 pounds.
50, 60 pounds, yeah, would be a shoat.
And that's
right. And then it'd be a hog. And the female, you call the...
Call it a gilt.
Right, now, that was one that hadn't been bred, right?
That's right.
An unbred sow. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And then after it was bred, you just call it a...
sow. Mm.
Did you have any names for... There was no name for a male, though, comparable to a gilt.
No.
For an unbred male.
No. No.
Yeah. Okay. And in order to make it impossible for a hog to reproduce, they would...
Spay the sow.
They'd spay the sow. What would they do to the
Well, they cut him. They would already say it. They castrated the
cord. Okay. And what would that hog then be called?
He'd be called a stag.
Okay, fine. And that's good. Did you ever hear it called a bar or a barrel?
Oh, yes, I've heard him called bars, yeah.
Okay. And then the stiff hairs on a hog's neck.
Bristle?
Yeah, and the two big
things. Yeah, tush.
Yeah, two of them would be two.
Two tushes.
Yeah, and then the stuff, the thing that a hog eats from is a...
Trough?
Yeah, and two of those would be two.
Two troughs.
Yeah, and then, did they have any wild hogs up here?
Oh, well, no wild hogs. Hogs used to run out, you know, where they wanted to. Back here in the mountains, they turned the hogs out, and when the mass is all gone, all the nuts, it was all time for them to go, they'd bring them in early in the fall and give them a little corn, feed them a little while, and then butcher.
What would you, word would you use to describe the sound of a calf being weaned? When a calf is being weaned.
Ball.
Ball. And how about the sound a cow or calf makes at feeding?
He moo.
Okay, and the sound a horse makes.
A nicker.
And if you're going to feed the animals, you know, not only the cows, but the hogs and everything else, you might say, I'm going to go out and feed the...
Stock.
Okay. And how about a general term? Did you ever raise anything but chickens, any other kind of poultry?
Well, yes, we raised ducks and turkeys, too.
All right. Now, if you were going to feed the chickens, ducks, and turkeys all at once.
Called the poultry, you're going to feed the... Well, I don't...
You just fowl or poultry?
Yeah.
Or you just call them chickens? Call them
yeah, we just said feed the chickens and the ducks. I don't think we ever used anything.
All right. And a hen on an egg would be called a...
A hen, that's setting hen.
All right. And then the little thing that you put you might want to put a mother hen and her chicks in, you know, you might want to separate them. They have a little thing with slats on it, a little kind of a house. Maybe something you could carry about this size.
Mm-hmm.
The size of three.
Oh, a coop?
Yeah.
Chicken coop?
Yeah. Now, would you call any chicken dwelling a chicken coop? Or, I mean, like when you had a lot of those. You were raising them 50 at a time. You didn't call that a coop, did you?
No. Well, it's a hen house. We called it the hen house.
I see.
Chicken house. Mm-hmm. You call it either one.
Now, the bone, the chicken bone that's shaped like this, you know,
call it the wishbone.
All right.
Or the pulley bone.
All right. Now, what was the superstition connected with that?
Well, when they pulled that, and one got the big end, they said it always be one end would break off before the other would, don't you see? And the one that had the big end, had the most part of the bone, they called that was a good look for you, is the way I remember.
Did you ever hear any superstition? Did they ever do anything like putting the bone up over
Yes, I've heard that too, and walking under it.
And
I don't know, going to get married or something.
Yeah, that's right.